What is up, all my Nexus family? It is your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. You are tuned in to another episode of the Nexus Podcast, and I'm slightly laughing right now because on this episode, we're going to talk about being new parents. It's going to be me, Heather, and Coco's here as well, so we're probably going to have some fun. This one's going to be a little more interesting than the others, but we're certainly going to talk about posture, presence, productivity, and profit, but we're going to talk about that under the context of having a new child in our lives now. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the Nexus Podcast. All right, what is up, everybody? So if you didn't hear the intro, then Heather and I are going to record a podcast while we are hanging out with Colette, Coco, as we call her. And so as she's feeding, she may be a little fussy. We may get some interruptions. No matter what, it's just certainly going to be a laugh. So as we start off, the first thing we're going to talk about is just, Heather, what's it like to be a new mom, to be a new parent? What have been your biggest insights?
Well, hey, everybody. Being a new parent is probably the most challenging thing that I've ever done in my entire life, and couldn't have prepared for it in any way possible. So everything that everybody tells you is absolutely true.
Yeah, for sure. And it's interesting that you're saying that it's the most challenging thing that you've ever done in your life, because what did you do to have this baby? Like, we didn't go to the hospital and get an epidural. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but what was your experience like?
So we had a natural home water birth. So no drugs, no interventions or anything like that. And I tell Daniel that over the first few weeks when we were just trying to figure out what being a new parent was like, I've told him numerous times that I would do that over and over again, because that seemed so much easier to me than this whole first few weeks of being a new parent with a brand newborn.
So I know for me, I can say that the hardest part definitively has been sleep. Like, we're normally nine-hour night sleepers. And so what's the hardest part been for you? And go all the way back to like day one of having her. What would you say has been the most challenging up until now?
Well, I would definitely agree that sleep is one of the major challenges, because when you are completely sleep deprived, it is difficult for you to be totally sane, I would say, and to be 100% present, because there are instances in the middle of the night where I just want to go to sleep and I want Colette to go to sleep. And so it's difficult. All I'm doing is just like wishing for the time away some nights. And additionally, I guess, for me, our breastfeeding journey has been a little bit of a challenge just because of some supply issues on my end. So the first few weeks, Colette struggled gaining weight because I wasn't supplying enough for her. But we finally figured out what was going on with my body and with her. We started using donor milk to supplement, got her weight back up, and she is now like almost 11 pounds at 5 weeks. So she is eating a lot now.
She has chubby little cheeks. I always joke that if you've seen Billy Madison in the part when he squeezes that kid's cheeks and he's like, "Don't you ever say that," is exactly what kind of cheeks she has. So you talked about presence, and it's interesting because, like, this is not meant to be an interview, by the way, but we're just going to chat out what it's been like to be a new parent. But like, I was thinking literally last night, we were sitting there and Coco was kind of fussing around and she was like fighting sleep really hardcore. And one of the things that came up for me is I was thinking, like, man, I could just use a break, like for Heather and I to just go out by ourselves and not have the baby. Like, and it's only been 5 weeks. So it's super crazy how even in that moment, like, I wasn't present. I was like, we need a break.
Yeah.
And there's no break with the baby unless you have like grandparents here. And we certainly don't want to leave her by herself yet or with a babysitter. And we know we have amazing support system here in Orange County that would totally take her and watch her for a night while Heather and I got away. But right now we haven't wanted to do that. So it's interesting that you brought up presence. What else have you noticed? Good, bad, indifferent in terms of being a new mama?
I'd say like I've had to learn to be, well, I mean, this is like parenthood in general, but being way more selfless. So everything obviously has changed to where literally our lives revolve around Colette 100% of the time. So whether I want to shower and brush my teeth, or if I'm starving or extremely thirsty, I have to schedule that around her life, whether she's eating or if she's sleeping or if we need to change a diaper or anything like that. So I can't really like do what I want to do anymore, even if it is like a normal activity throughout the day. So that's been a little crazy to kind of get used to, but we're making it work.
Yeah, I feel like we still crush it. Like, we've been out multiple times. We've been out to dinner multiple times with her.
And we've been on time everywhere, which has been so amazing.
Yeah, we haven't been late yet. Although I will say that I was almost late this morning to a meeting. I pulled up like right at 9 o'clock, and you know I normally never do that. But we had to do it, and I forgot that we had the meeting.
As a result of, like, sleep deprivation, we are forgetting a few more things, yes.
Yep, so sleep deprivation is real. I would argue that sleep is super-duper important. So, all right, we talked about presence. I promised that we'd talk about posture, presence, productivity, profit. So let's talk about posture for a second, because I am the king of lecturing people on having good posture and trying to just be conscious of your posture. I know for me, I find myself looking down at this little one 99% of the time, and I am right now as she sits here and she's nursing.
Same.
So what, Heath, on the posture front, what have been the biggest challenges for you?
I'd say with breastfeeding, my posture, like, I think I've heard one of our clients call it the nursing cave, where, like, you're a new mom and you're just trying to, literally just trying to feed your baby at any point in time. And so you're feeding them constantly, like every 2 hours on average. So you're just in this hunched over position if you're not 100% in your set spot, like in your household. I find myself just hunching over and nursing her in any position possible that will get her food. So my posture has certainly been lacking significantly as a result of that, just trying to like feed her and make her as happy as possible if I'm not in my little corner that has all the pillows set up and in my proper chair. Additionally, with now being like only 5 weeks postpartum, my core is like still completely gone. So I found that like I tend to slouch over a lot more because I'm not like firing my core as much. And that's been challenging.
Yeah, I think it makes a case too that, you know, a lot of people would say, especially when it comes to chiropractic care, which we both love and get regularly, is that, oh, I'm good, I don't need it. And now one of the biggest realizations I've had is how physical and physically demanding, both mentally and physically and emotionally as well, but really physically, like constantly being bent over, constantly, you know, having to change diapers or change clothes or feed, or if you're feeding a bottle, all those things put you in compromised posture. It's really difficult to sit up. And I don't think anybody's really developed anything. And so it makes a case is like, if you're a parent and you're not getting chiropractic care, I have no idea how you're going through the routine of day to day. And like, sure, you could do it without it. But one of the things I've really realized is I think that it's been super beneficial for us to just be aware of our posture and also know that we're doing things to mitigate the negative effects of constantly slouching over like Heather is right now. I wish I could take a picture and post it in the show notes because it's really, really sweet. And Coco is still nursing as we speak. So, Heather, what insights have you had as far as being a new parent? Like, what are the biggest lessons you've learned, biggest takeaways, things that you've really been thinking about right now?
I think patience has been a big thing for me right now, just because Coco's still learning from us and trying to figure out this whole new thing called the world to her. And we're trying to navigate this new thing called parenthood. So my patience has been something that I'm like really learning how to adapt to much easier for her. Before, I'd say like I would say I had pretty good patience in general, except for with driving. But I think that's like a lot of people, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Except for you haven't driven really anywhere because I drive you around everywhere.
Okay, new topic.
Like an Uber driver.
But yes, yeah, so like patience has been one of the biggest things I've had to like adapt and learn more and become better at with having her as we're just learning a lot of new things together.
So awesome. Yeah, definitely patience. I would say another cool thing, and I would love for you to speak to this too, if you so choose, is like, because I get to adjust Colette, Most of you, if you're listening and I take care of you, or if you're under chiropractic care somewhere else, then you, when you get adjusted, like, your doctor only gets to see you for a few minutes after that adjustment. And it's been really cool to be with Colette and watch her. Like, she's been adjusted at least once a week, maybe sometimes more. But today, or last night, actually, she started to have her first stuffy nose. And I'm talking like bright green, snot. She couldn't breathe. She's like grunting and breathing through her mouth. And one of the things that was really cool is that when we adjust her, it's been amazing to watch how quickly her body bounces back from whatever it is. So, like, a perfect example of this is this afternoon she was stuffy. We used the booger sucker on her, the Nose Frida. If you don't have one, look it up. It's, oh, like, amazing.
Get it.
It's so awesome. Maybe I'll take a video and post it on Instagram or something too. But so we have the Nose Frida so we can suck boogers out of her nose. But then I adjusted, I literally adjusted her, what was it, about an hour ago, hour and a half ago?
Yeah.
And the first thing she did was fall asleep. And then from that falling asleep, she woke up and she's been like a completely different person. She's been super chill. She's just looking around everywhere, taking in the world, 5 weeks old, her first cold for sure. And maybe it's not even a cold. Maybe she just had a little bit of stuffy nose, whatever it is. But it's been so cool to watch how quickly the body responds when it has a healthy nervous system, when the body's well adjusted. It's been amazing to see. And so there's, like, in that, I think, is with this idea of patience too, of just being able to be patient and trust that your body knows exactly what to do. Like, we had some challenges with breastfeeding and we were patient with it and figured out exactly what was going on with Heather. And we know the body knows exactly what to do. Anything you want to add to that, Heath?
Yeah, no, I would just say, like, and I mean, you already said this, but it was really cool to be able to see her adapt to getting rid of their stuffy nose very, very quickly. Significantly faster than I think I anticipated for her first time of experiencing this. So it was amazing to see that she actually wasn't super fussy and she wasn't like crying a lot or anything. She was just like adapting to it, which was cool.
And she's certainly bounced back in way less than 24 hours. It's been awesome to see. Super awesome to see. All right, so let's transition. We talked about posture. We talked about presence. Let's talk about productivity for a little bit. How has your productivity been since you have been a new mom?
Womp womp.
Womp womp. Me too.
It's been like non-existent.
Getting the dishes done, getting the laundry done,
a
little bit of a challenge, especially. And like the cool thing is Heather and I were so fortunate. We had your mom here for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Super helpful. Yes. Like, cooked for us, did laundry for us. Amazing, amazing help. Helped take care of Coco. And then we had my mom here for a week as well. And she was amazing too. Same deal. Like, cooked every night. Was up at 4 a.m. to offer to just take the babe if we needed her to.
Yeah.
We actually didn't let her, but she offered anyway. So what else on the productivity front?
Oh, I just literally feel, because we love holding Coco and Coco loves being held. So I think as a result of that, we have difficulty literally just getting normal everyday activities done in an efficient manner. So whether that be brushing our teeth and showering or doing the dishes or making dinner or doing laundry and cleaning the house, like, we have to take turns to be able to do these things. So that way she can still be held and content and happy, and then we actually get something done throughout the day.
One of my favorite things is that pretty much every night, Colette is really, really good at falling asleep on me, not so much Heather. And one of the things that Heather has to do every night is like, babe, you need to go brush your teeth right now while you don't have the baby. So then when it comes time to go to bed, you already have your teeth brushed and you don't have to like give her to me and then take her back so we can both go to bed at night, which is super funny. So it's just like all these little tricks that we've had to figure out how to, like, I don't know, just how to navigate being parents and like getting stuff done and not let my teeth rot out of my face. As a result of being a dad.
I won't even lie. I don't think I brushed my teeth twice a day for the first week. It didn't happen. I couldn't get around it.
Hey, sometimes that's how it goes. So anyway, we're figuring out a routine. There's literally no point to this episode except to share our journey and just joke around and give Heather and I an opportunity to talk about some of the stuff that we probably wouldn't get to talk about otherwise. As a result, Coco is still hungry, but not getting a lot from breastfeeding, so we're going to transition her to a bottle. So she may be a little fussy here for a second, but she's so, so sweet and so, so perfect. And then, all right, I guess we'll transition to... to profit. So anything on the profit front, what's been, I mean, obviously I will say this, the biggest profit, the biggest gift in our life so far has been this little one.
Oh, for sure. I was going to say the love of Coco.
I mean, it's so, been so cool to watch this kid grow into, like, she's so aware. She looks at everything. She loves being outside. And the experiences that we've had with her have outweighed any of the struggles of sleep and crying and fussiness and boogers sucking and all of the fun stuff that comes along with being a parent.
Yeah, it's really true what people say. Like, when you're upset at one point in time, it makes it all worth it when you just see them looking at you in their eyes and the little things that they do that just make you laugh all the time. It makes it totally worth it when they're screaming and crying.
Yeah, for sure. So I would say, like, as we transition and kind of wrap up this episode, just because Coco is not going to let us go too much longer, I think that one of the biggest things that I have really learned from this whole experience of being a parent is, like Heather said, patience, but also just being able to be grateful. Like, literally grateful for every opportunity and every single experience. Like, all of this stuff is just helping Colette grow and develop, and her brain is growing and developing. So remembering that, you know, we're doing everything right as parents. Likely you, no matter what stage of the journey you are in, you're doing stuff right. And if you just listen and follow your heart and are guided by that, I think that you can't go wrong. And being grateful for the journey. Like, none of this is easy by any means.
Right.
It's probably the hardest things I've ever been through.
Oh, for sure.
Without question.
Yeah.
And we own our own business. Yep. So Heather is fortunate enough that she doesn't have to work. We have a little bit of challenge with that right now, but we're figuring it out. And just being grateful for, like, the whole journey and experience. Because one of the things that you've seen, I'm sure you've seen Facebook posts about it, like, having gratitude will literally change your life and the outcome of things, and knowing what you want and knowing how to get those things, and knowing that even if it is challenging, to just be grateful for the experience and the opportunity. Like, some days we're super frustrated and we're like, man, did we make the right decision by having a kid? I'm not gonna lie, I've thought that before. Can I do this for the next 18 years? And every time I have those thoughts, it just comes back to sitting in the gratitude and magnificence of, like, what it means to watch a little human being grow and develop on their own and see life unfold before your eyes and see that, quite literally, that is the power of the entire universe, if you want to call it God, whatever you want to call it, right there, just watching them grow and develop all on their own, with no help from the outside. Mm-hmm. It's just the guidance of innate intelligence, and it is magical to watch and see.
Super cool. I would agree. 100%.
Anything you want to add?
No. I mean, like, you covered it pretty well right there.
I love it. It's been so cool. And I got to give a shout out to my brother. He had a baby 8 days before us. So these two cousins are the first grandkids in the family. They're 8 days apart. And so we FaceTime them regularly and talk to them. It's super fun. We're going to wrap it up on that. Any last parting thoughts?
No, I mean, as new parents, I guess the biggest thing that has helped us is just trusting that whatever we're doing is the right thing, trusting that, you know, all we have to do is just provide love and support and feed her and change her and allow her to sleep, and we're doing the right thing, and she's gonna grow and be loved and just experience a really cool life as a result. So I am not stressing about all the books and the podcasts and everything else that you can read as being a new parent. I'm just, like, trusting and going with the flow, and I feel like it's working out pretty well so far. So
yeah,
I highly recommend that as well.
Yep, it's been super cool so far. So that is all we have for you today. We love and appreciate you listening and tuning in. If you have questions, reach out to us. You can do so on Instagram. You can do so on Facebook. Also, if you got value out of this episode, we'd love for you to leave a rating, subscribe, leave a review if you're so inclined. So grateful. Have a wonderful week. We will come at you live again next time. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Nexus Podcast with your host, Dr. Daniel Kimbley. If you're interested in receiving more information about optimizing your brain and nervous system, check out our website at www.nexusfamilychiropractic.com.